Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Terry Maxwell is here. Terry's become a great friend of ours. She's joined us as a member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Share on Purpose, which is a social impact accelerator. She's an award-winning leader, business leader, especially helping women with their business. She's the author of Succeed on Purpose, Everything Happens for a Reason, and she's our good friend, Terry Maxwell. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Terry, and it literally is good to have you back in the USA because you've done something recently that on the one hand makes me tired to think about what you just did, and on the other hand, it makes me envious because of what you got to do. Tell the audience about it.
Yeah, I got to go to 4 countries and 12 cities studying global entrepreneurs and how they're different from the United States. I'm using this as research for my next book, and it was absolutely fascinating.
So you went to Italy, Greece, where else?
Italy, Greece, Croatia, which was incredibly fascinating, and then England.
Mm-hmm. Good cross section. So, and then of course you also studied entrepreneurs here in the United States too, didn't you?
Absolutely. Particularly, there's a breed of entrepreneurship that I'm very fascinated with, where entrepreneurs are not just trying to innovate, but they're trying to innovate in very authentic ways. And so I was really curious if that would be different in Europe, and it was pretty insightful.
So now when you say, you sound like you were, my wife has a, what they call a designer dog. So it sounds like you're talking about designer entrepreneurs a little bit there.
No, I don't consider it designer entrepreneurs, but it's,
I'm just teasing you. So what is the specialness about those entrepreneurs?
Yeah, they're just, it's like going back to the days of the shop owner. You know, I remember my grandfather talking about that. He had a juice shop in Sarasota, Florida, and he was really my role model as an early entrepreneur. And everything was personal. It wasn't just about growing big. It was really about being personal.
You could cut the humanity with a knife, couldn't you?
Oh, my God. It was just, it was the Main Street USA. And so I'm seeing a resurgence of that in the United States, where, and some of it, I think, is being driven by social entrepreneurship and social ventures. Mm-hmm. But there's a real resurgence to trying to really get back to just the blocking and tackling and the basic relationships of being an entrepreneur.
And did you just discover that that's kind of more like the way the Europeans are right now?
You know, interestingly enough, yes, but I don't think it's by choice. And I think in the United States, it is by choice. I don't think it's by choice there. I think, for these countries, probably 3 out of 4 countries we visited, entrepreneurship is more a way of life than a replacement of a job or a career option. Like, it's a better option for them. They have more control over their income because the unemployment is so high over there. They have more control over, their values. And so it's really, whereas here I think it's more on Maslow's hierarchy of need, it's more at the higher levels. I think for them it's really more about a better way to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's one thing that's interesting. When you think about business ownership in other countries, especially third world countries, which none of those I really think probably aren't, maybe Croatia, but Italy and Greece really aren't third world. When you think about those countries that are third world, and think about a business owner, basically they're just trying to feed their family. I mean, almost day to day, aren't they?
Exactly.
And the United States, and let me say this, having been a startup myself with two kids and 2 mortgages when I started my first business, I can remember some day to day times too. So I'm not minimizing that at all, but all right. What What else did you find when you were over there? Let's talk about some of the things that you think are distinguishable about the European approach to the U.S. approach.
Yeah, so for me, when I originally became an entrepreneur, it was really about control. I wanted control over my life and choices. And over time, I realized what I really wanted was freedom. It wasn't really control. And I think that's what this new breed of entrepreneur that I'm seeing in the United States, they want to be free. They want to be free from the limitations of corporate America and free to do business with who they want to do business with, whatever that means to them. Free to earn as much money as they want, to take as much risk as they want, mm-hmm. not have to deal with the politics of corporate America.
Right.
In Europe, it's really about
that
control.
That was me, by the way. You know, what I tell people is the reason I like about being a business owner the most is whatever comes in the door, good or bad, belongs to me.
That's right.
So what?
Yeah.
Now, what about
so
the Europeans?
Europe, I think it's definitely more about having control. The business regulations are very severe no matter where you are in Europe.
Access to capital is brutal, isn't it?
Access to capital is brutal. And so being in a job actually has more risk than opening a shop or opening a little travel studio or something like that.
Why do you say that?
Because the government regulations change on businesses, and so that's why the unemployment is so high, and you can lose your job very quickly. They don't have things like severance or unemployment.
Let me tell you another reason why the unemployment is so high over there. In some of those countries, in most of those countries, if you actually get hired, you can't be fired. In some of those countries, I don't know about the ones you were in. But you can't be fired in some of those European Western countries, and so consequently, you're not going to bring anybody on board unless it's absolutely required.
Yeah, and there's a lot of mediocrity as a result of that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So last thoughts on what you found out in Europe.
Yeah. So the other thing is, I called it small as the new big. European small businesses were much more focused on lifestyle and controlling their income than business growth. Whereas in the U.S., myself included, man, I'm all about how can I grow this? I've got this great idea. It's working. How can I grow this? How can I impact more people? And the entrepreneurs that we met with were much more interested in the quality of life, earning a decent
and
wage.
And part of the reason underlying all that, which we'll talk about after the break, is the difference in the attitudes about risk, right, Terry?
Exactly.
The risk issue, folks, that's a big deal. We'll talk about that. We're going to start with that, and we'll come back after the break with our good friend Terry Maxwell. Her company is called Share on Purpose.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.